Hey, it's Mark Yeagy, wealth architect, author, and founder of Light Circle. Wealth isn't just about money, it's about balanced abundance in your health, your wealth, your relationships, and your soul. Let's take your life to the next level and build your dreams into reality. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. So glad you're here. Today, we have a very special guest. Because many families understand the hopelessness that comes when a child is diagnosed with autism, especially if it's severe autism. But all hope is not lost because certified GAPS coach and holistic nutritionist, who is our guest today, is teaching parents about transformative nutrition-based solutions for kids and adults on the autism spectrum. She learned about the GAPS diet while trying to find a way to help her son who had very severe nonverbal autism. She started following a protocol, and well, I'll let her tell you the rest of it on this podcast. She's worked with over 800 clients and has been able to help hundreds of families reduce or alleviate their severe autism symptoms. Her company is called Spectrumable, and it offers in-depth mentorship, lab test ordering and analysis, powerful mindset coaching, and personalized nutritional guidance. Here she is, Lindsay Moffitt. Welcome, Lindsay. How are you today?
I'm doing so fantastic. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, so glad to have you. And you have a message, which to me, when I first saw you, I think I first saw you on Facebook a couple years ago. And I don't have any kiddos, but I know you do. And you have such a cool vibe about you and the way you've kind of approached your kids and autism and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. I would love to hear kind of a little bit of background, and then maybe we can kind of start talking about what you're doing and how you got that started as well. So go to town, Lindsay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate just being able to share my story and my journey with your audience and with you today. So just to give you all a little bit of a background, I first got into this work when my son was diagnosed with severe nonverbal autism, and he was nonverbal and in diapers until he was 5 years old. And basically life was a living nightmare. Like every single day, my son was self-injurious. He would hit himself on the head.
Now, is he your oldest? This is your oldest?
Yeah, okay. He's my oldest. I have two children and only my firstborn son had the autism.
Okay, go ahead.
And then, I was obviously seeking solutions everywhere because he couldn't sleep more than 4 hours at a time. He would bang his head on the floor. He would scream hundreds of times a day. He was still in diapers at five and he couldn't communicate. He couldn't talk. And so I really honestly felt like my whole life was over. Like he needed 24-hour care the rest of my life. And doctors had no answers for me except for, you know, institutional care and pharmaceutical drugs, which I actually didn't want to use based on the long list of side effects and adverse reactions. So I eventually was, I was looking into all kinds of natural solutions, and I was reading online about diets helping these children and people losing their diagnosis. And so at 3 years old, I started with gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, soy-free. These are the more common diets that people were talking about. And for 2 years, fast forward 2 years, I was trying all these different diets and different remedies, and everything helped a little bit. Like his eye contact started to come back 3 weeks into the gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free diet. And then 2 months later, his emotional response started to return, which means he would smile back at me when I would smile at him. Before that, it was just emotionless, just like completely empty. It was just like heartbreaking, you know, to see. And I remember the first time he watched me walk across the room, you know, and just was coming back into the room with me again and coming back into his body and whatnot. But it wasn't until I found the GAPS diet, which stands for the Gut and Psychology Syndrome Diet, that was created by Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride from the UK, who reversed her son's autism and has gone on to help thousands of her patients. It's become a worldwide phenomenon, this diet. And it wasn't until I found it that everything really changed. And my son potty trained within a few weeks. He started speaking in sentences for the first time in his life. All of his sensory issues disappeared, and you know, basically all my dreams for him came true.
Oh,
But
that's
even more exciting, I know it's incredible, but even more exciting is I started sharing about this about 8 years ago online, the success I was having, and I've gone on to create a program where I've been coaching others all over the world, and they're having incredible success too. So it's really, really exciting to be a part of.
well, that's the main thing. And it's inspiring for me because, like I said, I don't have kids, but I saw that story and I thought, well, this is a person that's not just helping her own family, but she's also wanting to help other people. And I see that from you. I see testimonials and things like that. So I'd love to hear about some of those in a minute. But I want to go back to, you noticed this just after he was born, or was this after a certain shot or anything like that?
Yeah, that's a great question because there's so many different causes of autism. And I work with all kinds of different causes of autism. But for my son, you know, I do believe he was born perfectly healthy. He had perfect eye contact. I didn't have any experience with children before him. He was the first child I ever held, my own son. But everybody around me was telling me, you know, that he was passing all his tests. He was very advanced, all these things. But it wasn't until he was 4.5 months old, he got 6 vaccines in one day, and he was never the same. He got 106 degree fever, to which the doctors told me to give him infant Tylenol. So I did, probably one of the worst mistakes I made, because it depletes the body's glutathione, which is how it detoxes. And so he went lethargic for about 2 weeks, actually. And I remember after that, you know, I started moving again. And I really didn't know like what to expect. Again, he was only 5 months old. They're not really doing that much at that point. I do think there was parts of me that knew something shifted and I saw certain things, but I didn't want to see them as a mom, you know, and I kind of think I blacked out a lot of it at the time because I didn't have answers for it because I didn't even know what a vaccine injury was at the time. But it wasn't until he was 3 years old that I realized what happened, because I realized my son still wasn't talking, and I had taken him to the doctors and they said, look at him, he's healthy, he's fine. Oh, he's just gonna start talking later, you know, things like that. And so when he was three and I realized he had autism, in which I self-diagnosed him because I signed up to get a diagnosis, but I lived in San Diego, and at the time it was gonna take 9 months to be seen. And they were so backed up to get us a diagnosis. So I self-diagnosed based off of what I was reading online. And I wasn't going to sit around and wait 9 months to get a diagnosis and start taking action. I needed something that day. So I was on the internet searching solutions.
Amazing. Amazing. So, okay. So we don't really know the cause of it, but we have an idea. And yours is not the first story that I've heard about that. And if people open their eyes, they'll start to get their own data and do their own research and not just believe everything that's spoon-fed to them, including information about our diet. So I'd like to go talk a little bit more about that, because the cause is one thing, but it's the solution that I wish the world would focus on about almost everything instead of the cause of everything. Let's talk about the solution. What can we do? What are you doing with this GAPS diet?
I completely agree with you. I try to absolutely just focus on the solutions and what's helping kids, not what's hurting them, because there's all kinds of different causes, like I said. And I did connect with a doctor when my son was four, and we did run a lot of medical tests on him. And so then I got to find out the root causes of the symptoms he was experiencing. And so for my son, he did have 28 different food allergies. Which my doctor said was leaky gut, which is holes in the intestine, which is letting the food seep out into the bloodstream where they're not to be. And so it causes the body to create antibodies against the foods, treating them as though they're viruses or poisonous.
What causes leaky gut, Lindsay?
Well, according to my doctor, it's pesticides.
Okay.
I think they're could be different causes, but a lot of it's like the glyphosate that they're spraying on top of the foods, which is created to destroy the stomachs of insects. But on these young children that are now consuming them, more than ever before in history, it's causing holes in the stomach lining, which lets the food seep out, which creates the food intolerances and really autoimmune disease, where the body starts attacking itself.
Hey, it's Mark Yeager here to tell you about our cash flow machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. Wow. Now, is that... we're kind of going off on the leaky gut tangent here, but is that healable, curable?
It is. And that's what the GAPS diet does. And what I am seeing is what's happening with these kids is about five different things. And some of these kids have one of them or two of them, and some have all five. And it kind of leads to the severity, of the disorder. But essentially what we're seeing is food allergies and food intolerances, or otherwise leaky gut. Because those healed. After 2 years on the GAPS diet, I retested my son and he had zero food allergies.
Really? So, out of 28, he had zero?
Zero. Yeah. He was, his body was, had less, was doing better than mine because he was more strict on the protocol than I was.
So amazing.
His body was responding better.
And so now tell us a little bit about the diet. I don't want to steal all your thunder, but I'm sure there's some things that I could probably benefit from that kind of a diet, probably, right?
Absolutely. I think almost every single one of us can. And, I'm not one to usually use, I'm not very dogmatic. Like, I don't think it's a solution for everything. But there are a lot of teachings in the GAPS diet that would be beneficial to absolutely, I think, every single one of us, especially in regards to food preparation methods and food quality. So a lot of it is teaching us how to prepare foods properly, how we used to, maybe 100 years ago and before then. But this is the book, GAPS, Gut and Psychology. And even on the front, it says autism, dyspraxia, dyslexia, ADD, ADHD, depression, and schizophrenia. And Dr. Natasha actually says it reverses over 200 different conditions. So I think many of us could benefit, but it's a 6-stage diet. And so ideally, you would start at stage one. It's the most restrictive. So it's an elimination diet. You have to pull out all this other stuff to give the gut time to heal. And then it focuses on very nutrient dense gut healing foods. And then you slowly move through the stages. Everybody's different as far as how fast they can move through the stages. If you're a more mild case, you can move through them quicker. If you're more severe, you would go slower. But essentially, in stage two, we add in raw egg yolks. And the idea is if you have a negative reaction to it, then you're to go back to the previous stage for at least an extra week or more to give the gut more time to heal before you have healed that allergy and can reintroduce it.
So it's based on elimination of junk, what I call junk, the stuff that we shouldn't be eating. And then you slowly introduce things in. There's a woman named JJ Virgin, who I met a couple of years ago at a seminar. She wrote a book called The Virgin Diet. And it was basically eliminating seven things and then adding them, like you said, after 21 days, one at a time, and seeing what allergy you have or any reaction or inflammation. And then, if you don't, then you can move on and add one of the other seven things. And, it was typical things that a lot of us are now allergic to, like peanuts, and then one of them was dairy and sugar and some of the other things. But it sounds very similar. I think at the end of the day, these all converge, right? I guess they converge in one direction to veganism and in the other direction into carnivorism. I think the answer may be somewhere in between, because I don't think we're all the same. Would you agree with something like that?
Absolutely. We're definitely not all the same. And what I love about the GAPS diet is it's really intended to be customized to the individual. So if done properly, it will work for most people. And there's different varieties of the diet. There's a no plant GAPS, which is for people who are so severe that can't tolerate any plant matter. So it is for very, at least in my work, for very severe cases. Like a lot of times, we see people getting hospitalized before they turn to the GAPS diet. And then so it is a very, very healing diet. And what we are seeing more and more is healthy people are becoming allergic and intolerant to healthy foods. They can't tolerate what would be normally considered a healthy food, like even like a potato or something like that, or a sweet potato. Those aren't approved on GAPS. So, but it is intended to only be a 2-year diet, and then you're supposed to be able to come off and add in other things. So it's temporary to heal. But yeah, she does say you should never go back to, a typical standard American diet full of seed oils and fast food and all these terrible things,
High fructose corn syrup, lots of
Oh,
sugar,
it's
all this stuff.
terrible. It's terrible. And you go to the market and the foods marketed to children, I mean, they're the worst. They're the worst. They're filled with these artificial colors and oh, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. And it's just so sad. It breaks my heart that I
Sure.
think it's criminal. It should be criminal. And then the worst part about it too, which is what's even created my entire business, is the fact that the doctors aren't helping these kids. All the doctors are giving them is antibiotics and
Why not? Why are the doctors, what, these are the people that we go to for our health. Why do they bury their head in the sands, or why are they not helping? So before you answer the question, let me set the stage for what I see, right? In the 70s, we created this food pyramid, and it's all upside down, and it's just totally wrong. And it was like, let's eliminate fat, let's do a no-fat diet. And now we can fast forward a few years, and we have the most obese societies that we've ever had. I just got back from a 6-month trip around the world, and every restaurant that I went to, especially toward the latter half in the Western countries, Australia, New Zealand, I was asked about food allergies nearly every meal. Now, I've been traveling, I'm a little older than you. I've been traveling all my life. I've never been asked about food allergies until recently. Like, when you grew up, nobody had food allergies. Nobody heard of these things. Nobody heard of gluten-free. And now all of a sudden we have gluten-free diets and gluten-free this, and everything's got a gluten thing on it, and that makes me not trust it anyway either. And so what is going on with our medical community? They're supposed to be on the cutting edge of all of these things and studying the science. Is there science that's being presented to them? Because they're good people. What do you think? Unpack that for me.
Oh gosh, it's such a loaded question, but I've been racking my brain like, why is my work so much more effective than these doctors? And I'm even talking functional doctors. I'm even talking doctors who are trying their best to help these kids. But and I, came to it is they're not being taught. And the difference with me is I did it myself. So even the ones who are trying to help, who are getting the situation and are more holistic and functional based, they're not being taught. There's no program. This is such a new epidemic that they're just throwing arrows, in the dark,
Sure.
basically.
Yeah.
And what I'm finding, in my practice is that a lot of these parents, they are doing it in the wrong order, and they're doing everything else before they get to me, or to get to gut health even. So many people, I think too, they're just yeah, we're kind of trained to just put a pill up to that to fix it. And there we're trained to trust our doctors. And I guess the doctors just aren't, they're not being taught this. They're not learning this in school, and they're giving out the vaccines, they're giving out the harmful drugs. Like they're just not learning this. I kind of call them pharmaceutical sales reps, to be honest. And it's a shame because, most of them sign up for that to try to help people. It's really
Yeah.
unfortunate.
And I
It's
think because they're busy all day long, and then all of a sudden they get a pitch from a pharmaceutical rep telling them this will solve the problem. That's where their research may end. Now, listen, you said you're not a doctor, right?
I'm not a doctor. I'm considering becoming one, but I
Why?
am going. Well, only because I want to help more people and I want people to trust me, and it gives me that authority. Like I'm thinking becoming a naturopath, but I just
Well,
want to have more people
and here's
and
what I'm going to say about that. You know, Galileo didn't have a PhD in physics or astronomy from Harvard when he discovered that the Earth revolves around the sun. You know, Sigmund Freud created psychology. He wasn't a psychologist with a PhD. And, you know, there are people like you that are creating and discovering things. And whether you got the creds that we, I'm almost, I love doctors and I have a lot of friends that are doctors, but I'm almost to the point where, like, that's an indicator for me. It's a counter indicator that because, you know, some conversations with, they were giving me advice that I couldn't believe that they were saying. Like it sounded like all they were doing was parroting what they were told without doing their own research. And here I am not a doctor doing my own. And it turns out, you know, I was right. Not that I'm completely right, but I was right for me. And I'm not saying everybody else is wrong. I'm just saying I was right for me, but I don't want somebody else telling me what's right for me. And that's why I think you get credibility is because you're not part of the community. You are on the outside. You can see things with your own eyes and you have helped other people. So tell us a little bit about somebody that you've helped, that maybe somebody's come into you with a similar situation. Maybe set that up. You don't have to use names, but you could set
Yeah,
that up for us.
absolutely. One of my more recent clients who I'm really excited about, I actually learned a lot in the process of helping her. She had been on the GAPS diet for the last 8 months, and she had worked with, these specialists and three different doctors, two different GAPS coaches before she came to me. And she said, I've been doing all this stuff. I haven't seen any progress in 8 months. And she did everything like perfectly, very well. There was a couple things I adjusted for her. But then she went and hired the doctor who helped me. And I was trying to tell her that that wasn't really the magic in my story. Although a lot of my clients do go and work with my doctor, I'm constantly basically undoing the damage that he causes with his recommendations. And it's kind of funny. We laugh about it, me and my clients. But I ended up convincing her, to work with me after everybody else, and nothing was helping. And I created, so what I did was I looked at her tests and I ordered some new tests for her, and then I went and analyzed her lab results because most people do make a lot more progress a lot more quickly. So I was kind of stumped into why she wasn't seeing progress with all these things she was doing. And I ended up discovering three different dysbiotic strains of flora that I went and did some research, and I'm, researching government studies. Like, I don't research like naturalnews.com or articles. I read government clinical data and I read how people responded to actual treatments, et cetera. And so I found these pr three particular strains, and they're very aggressive, cause all kinds of problems. Like, it's a huge, huge issue. And so I did a bunch of research for her. She hired me as a one-on-one coach, and I wrote a specific protocol based on clinical research of what's most effective against those three strains. And I wrote it out for her, a 3-week protocol. And within 4 days, her kid's potty trained himself. And she's
Wow.
like, can't believe her eyes. And she's so excited and so happy. And she's now napping every day. He wasn't sleeping for months prior. And these are like great signs that it's working. And I told her, I'm not surprised it's working because it's based off clinical data, clinical research of what is most effective. So I'm not surprised, that it works. And I think, yeah, these doctors, they just, they don't have time, like you said. They maybe have 15 minutes per patient, and they're not doing the latest research, which I am, so
Yeah.
I'm not teaching 30-year-old data or just handing out, one size fits all protocols. And so it's just been really great. And I had another client who was actually a gastroenterologist
Wow.
and working on her second PhD in stem cells. And she came to me, and her son was still nonverbal. She said she'd been doing restrictive diets for years, stem cells twice for her son, and fecal matter transplant. So she had done a lot. You know, she said, "I've done everything. You know, can you help me?" And I put her on the GAP stage one and gave her some supplements and had her remove some things. And she said within 13 days, she saw more miracles than anything else she'd ever done. And I keep hearing this over and over and over again from my clients. Like within weeks, their kids are potty training, they're speaking their first sentences, they're playing with their siblings for the first time. Like they just kind of pick up where they left off, and then it just keeps getting better and better from there on out. And
Yeah, but you're
just
not a
have
doctor. What do you know?
I'm just having incredible success, but I've had many doctors join my courses and reach out to me
For you.
and ask me, yeah, what's working, and I'm happy to share. So
That's awesome. I love it. So let's say there's somebody that's listening or watching this podcast. What would be the first step that they could do? I mean, obviously call you or whatever is certainly a step, but what is like the first step that they could do to start getting a handle on this if they have something in their family that's affecting them like this?
yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. Gosh, there's so many things that you can do. I'm a big believer, there's so many things that can help. The first thing that I teach that I think is the most important thing is to believe in child's ability to heal. It's a big part of what I teach. There's, you know, the food, there's the home environment. We detox the home extensively because these children are very sensitive to the chemicals and they don't make a lot of progress if they keep intaking them. And then the third is beliefs and mindset. So if you don't believe in the child's ability to heal or your ability to help them facilitate that, you know, there's really no point in even moving forward because you're not going to do what it's going to take. So belief is number one, like really
Yeah.
believe it.
How could people find out a little bit more about you, Lindsay?
I'm on Facebook as Lindsay Moffitt and Instagram, LYNDSY MOFFATT. So they can always reach out to me. I do free 20-minute support calls if anybody'd like to get on the phone and talk to me. They can connect with me. Also, sign up through my email for my free email list is at spectrumable.com. And that also will take them to my program. And if you want to join the gut healing guide or get my step-by-step guide, that's at theguthealingguide.com. You can join the community. It comes with lifetime access, recipes, meal plans, videos where I teach everything, and a community where you can ask unlimited amounts of questions and you get my
So
support.
that's like a membership community.
Yeah, it's a membership. Right now it's only $4.97 to join for lifetime access
Wow.
or $97 a month for 6 months. So I try to keep it really affordable, so I can, you know, help everybody.
Wow, good for you. Well, you have an inspiring story, like I said to you, and like I now even more believe. And I'm so happy that you were able to appear here. And share your message because I think the world needs to hear it. I think people like you are helping grassroots change. And I have a saying I'm gonna close in a second here with it, but I'll say it again. It's never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. And you are the epitome of that statement because you don't give up your power. You did, and then you realized that if you took your power back and had that belief and realized that the body can heal itself. And you just need to give it a helping hand rather than a pill, that you can perform miracles. And I think that's what you're doing. So thank you so much for being here and being part of the Wealth Architect podcast, Lindsay.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. And those of you who are listening and watching, thanks for being here. And remember what I always say, I'll say it again, never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. See you next time on the Wealth Architect podcast.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.